Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Toymaker Hasbro has now shared its plans to produce a host of film and TV content based on some of its most iconic brands. Joining us with the latest, Tom Lason, Seattle-based media analyst. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, Hasbro seems to be going old school here.
Yeah, and I think the word that you use there, iconic, is very important, very central to this. If you really look at all the titles here for their scripted, unscripted, feature films, video games, what you really see ringing through here is nostalgia. And a company's effort to turn its nostalgic games, board games, some of the things from the past, G.I. Joe, and turning them into new, interesting, digitally-based content for the younger generation. So as I look through these, I think these are things that mom and dad really enjoyed, and these are the things that they're going to try to turn their kids onto. And you've really got this multi-generational mix here with a lot of the titles and a lot of the properties that they own.
Yeah, you got, Transformers, My Little Pony. I mean, these are the things that people of my generation, I'm mid-40s, these are the things that we played with as kids. I'm just fascinated by that connection. Hey, parents, maybe you'll get your kids to play with these too.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe eventually you'll subscribe to their over-the-top service. You have to know that it's coming. I really haven't seen anything about distribution, but boy, they really are going to become a content powerhouse with feature films like Snake Eyes and Power Rangers, Dungeons and Dragons. The Magic the Gathering is a big one. Scripted series based on the game of Risk and Clue, and even things in the preschool era like My Little Pony, their big acquisition of the Canadian E1 company gives them distribution and a production house, but also properties like Peppa Pig. So there's something for everybody. I see an over-the-top streaming service coming again. How many will people pay for? I don't know, but they are making this digitization of their licensed properties and turning them into a content powerhouse. And the strategy there, pretty obvious, to bridge the generations and do some cool things with what they own.
And that creates, you talk about streaming. I mean, that creates just more content that is not available by the other streaming locations. You know, you got to get it here if you want it.
Exactly. And then you look at the integration with the video game side. Wizards of the Coast is a big production house here in Western Washington and Renton, Washington. So we're very familiar with Magic the Gathering and Dungeons and Dragons and the video game series. You take that and combine that, through the same wire with an interactive experience with content and scripted content and feature films rolling out 4 or 5 a year. And you can see the library and the breadth of experiences that the company now can deliver with this content.
Thanks so much, Tom Lason. You can find him online at Tom Lason.